The worst part about selling any record collection, Alice, you've sold your records before, haven't you?
I haven't, no, I haven't.
Oh,
I've
come
got friends
on.
That have. They,
sure.
They've been really hard up.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. On the air, you're not allowed to say you've sold records at any point. Well, I've sold records for years.
Yeah.
And certainly, it's got me a couple of trips to America selling my record collection. When you go into a second-hand record shop, anyone who's ever sold two records or knows, they separate them into piles. They don't tell
mysterious
you what they're doing.
Piles.
And you, it's so galling because you stand there with this load of records which your heart is not in anymore once you've got in there, because you look around the browsers and there are all the records you've got in your hands for a pound, right? And you figured it out. I don't care. Whatever he gives me is fine.
Yeah.
You don't believe that for a second. So you stand there and then the fella in front, you can see he's selling the records you've got in your hands. So, and you hand them across and they don't even look up. Okay, selling. Well, weary sigh, and they start going, shum, shum. This pile that took you 2 hours to
the
sort.
Long, greasy hair of the guy always settles on the top two records of your pile before he starts
and,
setting them
and
out.
Also, the record he's got on the turntable in the shop is the antithesis of any taste of music you've given him. He's got something like gong playing, and you're giving him silly now. Anyway, so they start going, and they start separating them into piles, and you stand there, spying, you've been gutted, you've been filleted, and you stand, oh, I really want to bolt from the shop now, I don't care, whatever he offers me. And you think, what is he doing? Is that the expensive pile? That's the one he gave me a pound for, and those are the ones that are 20 pence.
Yeah.
And then this pile starts to grow. Oh, please, God, let that be the deal. And then whatever figure you've arrived at, okay, I'll take a tenner. There's 1,000 albums, I'll take a tenner. He goes, 8 quid.
There's two things about it, isn't it? One, they are obviously mind readers, because it's always exactly 80% of what your lowest possible price would be.
I know. And you go, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to take that. And you go, and you think, well, I can't say there's some good albums in there, because I just heard the jerk in front, and I laughed at him when he said, yeah, okay. But you walk out of the shop and think, what's the matter with me? Why didn't I just keep them?
It's also the trick that you've got the pile of 100 really bad records and 5 that you think people might want to buy, and you've placed them strategically through the pile so that he's going to trip over them and come across, and you think he's going to raise an eyebrow and think, but in fact, they never flinch. Yeah. They just drive them into little piles.
It's most humiliating. Selling your record collection shouldn't be humiliating, but it is.
And also, they have the trick. Only two professions do it. Doctors are one. And people buying second-hand records are the other, of going,
Sometimes they do, they'll turn an album over and go, and just carry straight.
They make that, noise.
And then, joy of joys, last thing on this, sometimes they will take an album and put it down here. Just you put it down there, and I'm going to say, why have you put, but I never do, why have you put that one there? Ah, that's a £100 record, get to the end, I'll take £17 and not a penny less.
£14.94.
14. And you're saying, really? All right, I'll give you 15.
Okay.